Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As you've been hearing this morning, the first of the funerals are planned today for the 26 students and staff killed in the mass shooting in Connecticut on Friday. Six-year-olds Jack Pinto and Noah Posner will be laid to rest today. More funerals are scheduled for later this week, including on Wednesday, that of school principal Dawn Hawksprung. Hawksprung was known as a dedicated educator who inspired her students to treat each other with respect and kindness. WBUR's Nancy Cohen, who was in Connecticut this weekend, has this remembrance.
When friends and colleagues describe Dawn Hawksprung, the first thing they mention is her big smile. Marianne Van Aken is a member of the school board in Woodbury, Connecticut, where Hawksprung once worked. Van Aken and Hawksprung did volunteer work together and became friends.
She just was a happy person. If you saw her on a day that maybe you weren't happy, she would make you feel better.
Dawn Hawksprung was 47 years old when she was killed on Friday, a mother of two, a stepmother of three. Outside of school, she loved sailing on Long Island Sound. She and her husband George were married on a sailboat. Marianne Jacob, a library clerk in the Sandy Hook Elementary School, recalls how Hawksprung infused that sense of fun into teaching.
We had a book fair a few weeks ago, and she dressed up as the reading fairy and had a dress on with lights on it and went around the classroom putting reading fairy dust on all the kids. I mean, she was just an amazing woman. She was strong and fun, and the kids loved her, and she was a really wonderful woman. It was a huge loss.
Hawksprung not only wanted her students to achieve, she achieved herself. While working full-time as a principal, she was also in a doctoral program. Again, Marianne Van Aken.
She was somebody who always wanted to go the extra mile, always set the bar high for herself, her staff, her kids in her school. That is the kind of person that she was.
Van Aken says Hawksprung tried to prepare her students for the world outside of school. She recalls how Hawksprung took a direct approach to stop bullying among a group of girls.
Brought them all together and sat down and talked to them and really, made them understand that this is how this feels. If you're being bullied, do you realize what you're doing to this person? She really felt like those girls finally understood that it wasn't just about making a comment and walking away, that you really were wounding this person.
Hawksprung not only invested in her students, but in her staff. She let them know they were valued, that she appreciated them. Pam Midlick was an educational assistant at Sandy Hook Elementary School, where the shooting took place.
A couple times during the month, you'd walk into the teacher's room, and there would be the pretty blue, Tiffany-colored blue boxes of Dottie's donuts there. She would bring them in and, treat all the teachers, the whole faculty, to donuts from there. She was very generous, very kind, very giving, very loving. We were like a family.
On Friday, this family was shattered. Hawksprung reportedly put herself between the shooter and the children. When Marianne Van Aken first heard there were fatalities, her heart sank.
I knew in my gut that it probably was going to be Dawn, because she was that person who would have absolutely, I heard that they said she lunged at the gunman, and believe me when I tell you, that would be Dawn. She would be lunging at whoever was trying to hurt her kids.
The children, teachers, and staff who survived are trying to make sense out of what happened. Many say Dawn Hawksprung was the kind of leader who could have helped them recover and begin to move forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Nancy Cohen.